From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Hundreds dead in Egypt mosque attack. Egyptian security officials say 305 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. No group has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. Reuters' Pascal Davies has reaction from Egypt.
In Cairo, residents are angry over the mosque attack.
If one person dies, that's unfair. It is unfair what is happening to the Egyptian people. It is unfair for our children, siblings, and families. It is unfair for a person to die holding his son in his arms. Did God order this? Where is faith, religion, and Islam that they call for?
Local sources say some of the worshippers were Sufi Muslims. Groups such as Islamic State consider that branch of Islam targets because they revere saints and shrines, which to Islamists is idolatry.
That was Reuters' Pascal Davies. The three American sailors missing since their plane crashed into the Philippine Sea were identified by the U.S. Navy on Saturday. They are Lieutenant Stephen Combs, Aviation Bosun Mate Airman Matthew Chialastri, and Aviation Ordnance Airman Apprentice Brian Grosso. The Navy said Thursday that 8 U.S. Navy and Japanese ships, 3 helicopter squadrons, and maritime patrol aircraft had been involved in the two-day search for the missing sailors. On Thursday, search and rescue efforts were halted for the three sailors who were lost at sea Wednesday when a Navy transport plane crashed into the Western Pacific Ocean. This is VOA News.